Alligators in one North Carolina county will be legal quarry this fall for hunters for the first time since 1973. Of the 10 eligible counties and their municipalities, only Hyde applied for a population reduction hunt on behalf of three unincorporated areas. But it's Brunswick that's the fastest growing county in North Carolina. As developers expand into what has been wildlife habitat, more people encounter alligators. But wildlife biologist Chris Kent of the Wildlife Resources Commission says more encounters don't necessarily mean people are less safe.
You know, I only know of three people in our state in the last 50 years that have been bitten by an alligator, and my understanding is all three of those people were either feeding or trying to catch the alligator, both of which is illegal. So had those three people left the animal alone, they would not have gotten bitten.
Stacy lives in the Brunswick County town of Leland, and she's new to North Carolina and alligators. In her opinion, these animals don't belong in neighborhood retention ponds.
If you know they're in there, get rid of them.
That's not sustainable, says Kent, not just for alligator management itself, but because alligators are beneficial to the environment.
An animal like an alligator can help bring balance to the ecosystem in many ways. Up in the swamps and up in the salt marshes and tidal marshes, later in the season, they may wallow out these big holes in the muck on the bottom. During droughts, those gator wallows create habitat for fish and turtles. They control populations of nuisance animals. They do a lot of good things in the environment.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.